for young people. He bravely did what was right. Instructions. Do this activity in a quiet place. As you read the scriptures, imagine that you are actually watching the events. Picture the scene. Hear the voices. Feel the emotions of the characters. Let the account come to life. Main characters: Barak, Jeremiah, and the princes of Judah. Summary. Barak writes down the words of Jeremiah and reads them aloud to the princes of Judah. 1. Think about the scene. Jeremiah 36:4-32 reads, "And Jeremiah proceeded to call Barak, the son of Neriah, that Barak might write at the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of Jehovah that he had spoken to him on the roll of the book. Then Jeremiah commanded Barak, saying, 'I am shut up. I am unable to enter into the house of Jehovah. And you yourself must enter in and read aloud from the roll that you have written at my mouth the words of Jehovah in the ears of the people at the house of Jehovah in the day of fast. And also in the ears of all Judah who are coming in from their cities, you should read them aloud. Perhaps their request for favor will fall before Jehovah, and they will return, each one from his bad way. For great is the anger and the rage that Jehovah has spoken against this people.' And Barak, the son of Neriah, proceeded to do according to all that Jeremiah the prophet had commanded him, to read aloud from the book the words of Jehovah at the house of Jehovah. Now it came about in the 5th year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, in the 9th month, that all the people in Jerusalem and all the people that were coming in from the cities of Judah into Jerusalem proclaimed a fast before Jehovah. And Barak began to read aloud from the book the words of Jeremiah at the house of Jehovah, in the dining room of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan the copyist, in the upper courtyard, at the entrance of the new gate of the house of Jehovah, in the ears of all the people. And Micaiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, got to hear all the words of Jehovah from out of the book. At that he went down to the house of the king, to the dining room of the secretary. And look, there is where all the princes were sitting: Elishama the secretary, and Delaiah the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan the son of Achbor, and Gemariah the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah the son of Hananiah, and all the other princes. And Micaiah proceeded to tell them all the words that he had heard when Barak read aloud from the book in the ears of the people. Then all the princes sent out to Barak Jehudai the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushai, saying, 'The roll from which you read aloud in the ears of the people, take it in your hand and come.' Accordingly, Barak the son of Neriah took the roll in his hand and came in to them. Then they said to him, 'Sit down, please, and read it aloud in our ears.' So Barak read aloud in their ears. Now it came about that as soon as they heard all the words, they looked at one another in dread. And they proceeded to say to Barak, 'We shall without fail tell the king all these words.' And Barak they asked, saying, 'Tell us, please, how did you write all these words from his mouth?' Then Barak said to them, 'Out of his mouth he kept declaring to me all these words, and I was writing in the book with ink.' Finally, the princes said to Barak, 'Go, conceal yourself, you and Jeremiah, so that no one at all will know where you men are.' Then they came into the king to the courtyard, and the roll they entrusted to the dining room of Elishama the secretary, and they began to tell all the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent Jehudai out to get the roll. Accordingly, he got it out of the dining room of Elishama the secretary. And Jehudai began to read it aloud in the ears of the king and in the ears of all the princes standing by the king. And the king was sitting in the winter house in the 9th month, with a brazier burning before him. Then it came about that as soon as Jehudai had read 3 or 4 page columns, he proceeded to tear it apart with the secretary's knife, pitching it also into the fire that was in the brazier, until all the roll ended up in the fire that was in the brazier. And they felt no dread. Neither did the king and all his servants who were listening to all these words rip their garments apart. And even Elnathan and Delaiah and Gemariah themselves pleaded with the king not to burn the roll, but he did not listen to them. Further, the king commanded Jeramiel the son of the king, and Sariah the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah the son of Abdiel, to get Barak the secretary and Jeremiah the prophet. But Jehovah kept them concealed. And the word of Jehovah occurred further to Jeremiah after the king had burned up the roll with the words that Barak had written at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, Take again for yourself a roll, another one, and write on it all the first words that proved to be on the first roll, which Jehoiakim the king of Judah burned up. And against Jehoiakim the king of Judah you should say, This is what Jehovah has said. You yourself have burned up this roll, saying, Why is it that you have written on it, saying, The king of Babylon will come without fail, and will certainly bring this land to ruin, and cause man and beast to cease from it. Therefore this is what Jehovah has said against Jehoiakim the king of Judah. He will come to have no one sitting upon the throne of David, and his own dead body will become something thrown out to the heat by day and to the frost by night. And I will call to account against him and against his offspring and against his servants their error. And I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Judah all the calamity that I have spoken against them. And they did not listen. And Jeremiah himself took another roll and then gave it to Barak the son of Neriah, the secretary, who proceeded to write upon it at the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book that Jehoiakim the king of Judah had burned in the fire. And there were added to them many more words like those. Describe the appearance of the dining room of the secretary where all the princes were sitting, as you imagine it. How do you think Barak felt as he read aloud Jeremiah's words to the princes? What tone of voice do you imagine the princes used as they spoke to Barak in verses 16 through 19? 2. Dig deeper. How difficult do you think it was for Barak to write Jeremiah's words on the roll of the book, not once, but twice? Clue. Jeremiah 36:4 reads, And Jeremiah proceeded to call Barak the son of Neriah, that Barak might write at the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of Jehovah that he had spoken to him on the roll of the book. Verse 32 reads, And Jeremiah himself took another roll and then gave it to Barak the son of Neriah, the secretary, who proceeded to write upon it at the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book that Jehoiakim the king of Judah had burned in the fire. And there were added to them many more words like those. Why might Barak have hesitated to write down Jeremiah's prophecy and read it aloud? Jeremiah 26:8 reads, So it came about that when Jeremiah had completed speaking all that Jehovah had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, You will positively die. Why did Jeremiah want Barak to read the prophecy aloud, even though Jeremiah had already prophesied to the people for many years? Clue. Jeremiah 36:7 reads, Perhaps their request for favor will fall before Jehovah, and they will return, each one from his bad way. For great is the anger and the rage that Jehovah has spoken against this people. 3. Apply what you learned. Write down what you learned about why God's worshipers need courage. How Jehovah God rewards those who bravely do what is right. 4. Ask yourself, in what situations do I especially need courage to do what is right? When I feel shy or intimidated, what can I do to regain courage? Philippians 4:6 and 7 reads, Do not be anxious over anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God, and the peace of God that excels all thought will guard your hearts and your mental powers by means of Christ Jesus. What lesson from this account is most important to me, and why? Suggestion: Turn this account into a news story. Report the event, and include imaginary interviews with the main characters and the eyewitnesses.